to A Town in Mourning. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visiting Uvalde, Texas Sunday, where 19 children and two teachers were killed by an 18-year-old gunman at Robb Elementary School. Meanwhile, on Saturday, President Biden speaking at the University of Delaware's graduation.
If there's one message I hope you take from me today, it's this is no time to be on the sidelines. It's not hyperbole. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. We need all of you to get engaged in public life, the life of this nation.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in Buffalo, New York, Saturday, where she spoke at a memorial church service honoring the 10 people killed by an 18-year-old gunman at Topps Supermarket. Investigators say the shooter targeted them because they were black.
I cannot even begin to express our collective pain as a nation for what you are feeling in such an extreme way. To not only lose someone that you love, but through an act of extreme violence and hate.
The gunman faces life in prison on first-degree murder charges and is expected to receive additional hate crime and terrorism charges. Former President Trump addressing the crowd at a rally in Casper, Wyoming, Saturday, where he gave his support to Harriet Hagman, who's running against incumbent Liz Cheney in the state's Republican primary race.
In 2 months from now, the people of Wyoming are going to tell her, Liz, you're fired. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Congresswoman Cheney voted in favor of impeaching former President Trump and is a member of the January 6th committee. Police saying a shooting in Chattanooga, Tennessee, reportedly injuring multiple people. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A special college grant for all babies born in South Carolina Sunday.
Have a baby today in South Carolina? Congrats. You're eligible on this National 529 College Savings Day to receive $529 as part of the state's private fund on a day that's about awareness and the importance of saving for higher education. Parents of babies born on this day in South Carolina can register with the state's treasurer's office. The deadline to apply for the 2022 Palmetto Baby Grant Program is August 31st. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An investigation underway into a possible hate crime at a black church in Missouri.
There's anger in southwest Missouri after a swastika was found painted on the outside of Springfield's oldest historically black church. It was founded in 1847. The church's pastor, Reverend Tracy Wolf, says she's convinced it was a hate crime following the Buffalo, New York racially motivated mass shooting. Police have not identified a suspect and are asking any witnesses to come forward. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The Indianapolis 500 taking place Sunday.
Scott Dixon, Alex Pello, and Renus VK make up the front row for today's 106th running of the Indianapolis 500. Dixon scoring his fifth career pole at the Brickyard as he looks for his first win in the Indy 500 since 2008.
Days like these are amazing, I think that's why everybody does it. It's just being competitive.
Reigning Indy 500 champ Takuma Sato will start in 10th. Colton Herta, who managed to walk away from an end-over-end wreck on Carb Day, will start in 25th in a backup car. And Jimmy Johnson will start in 12th as the 7-time NASCAR Cup Series champ looks to become just the third driver to win both the Indianapolis 500 and the Daytona 500. Green flag waves at 12:45 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.